Sidebar. Much of the skill of coaching lies in what a good coach doesn't do, as well as what they do. Some behavior is counterproductive to the coaching process and simply gets in the way of a great conversation. Some of these are simple behaviors, like talking too much, while others relate to the coach's belief, e.g. the need to be right, or find the perfect solution. Once we become aware of these behavioral barriers, we are able to let them go. This follows the three-step process. 1. To become aware that we're doing or thinking something that's not working. 2. Acknowledge that, and give it up, i.e. let the thought go. 3. Substitute or refocus with another more effective intention or behavior. So, key to avoiding these barriers to effective coaching is an ability to develop an intuitive sense of when we're doing them. As I've mentioned before, this begins with awareness. This includes awareness of the pitfalls, which might begin by you reading this. Then develop this awareness by consciously noticing your own tendencies to adopt these behaviors. First, create a focus for just one of them, e.g. playing fix-it in your next conversation with someone who appears to have a problem.